gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Football Podcast. This is a World Cup Extra Time special coming to you from the One Ton in Good Street, Central London. I'm here with Mr. James Staples, Esquire.
Yep.
Mr. Daniel Silver, Esquire.
And some special guests.
And a chap with sunglasses who I haven't met. What's your name, sir?
I'm a Southampton fan!
So you've got no players?
Really good to meet you.
No, we haven't got any players.
But we're not talking about club football. It is 0-0, but Mexico have had about 3 goals disallowed. Cameroon have had about 2 goals disallowed.
I don't think the refs know what they're doing.
I don't think they do.
They're improvising as it, like the penalty last night against, being a Saints fan, Dejan Lovren last night, like all he did was touch Fred, and Fred basically collapsed like a pack of cards.
So is it him that gave the penalty?
Yeah, it was. And he got
a goal from someone
who scored that. Mexico. No, it's not offside. It's one that's not offside. So Mexico now 1-0 up.
A goal from his foot.
Who scored that?
I don't know, but Leo, I'm surprised you're actually backing up old Lovren, considering he's not going to be a Southampton player much longer.
Well, to be honest,
didn't he hand in a transfer the day before the game?
Apparently, on the 19th of May, he said, "I love Southampton and it's down to the Saints board," blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the Daily Mail comes out and we're like, he's handed... The Daily Mail basically only know anything that ever happens after it's happened. It's like,
that's called
Southampton are going to beat Crystal Palace 2-0 in December, in May, the following May. Like, that's basically 5 months after the event.
Getting away from Southampton, Mexico have just scored. Out of the South American teams, Mexico and Chile are like, they've been tipped as dark horses, haven't they?
Mexico won't do that much, Chile will do well.
They're doing a lot of goals from the foot.
I don't know, if Mexico gets 3 points here.
This is not a difficult group.
To be honest, Cameroon basically are making up the numbers. But Mexico, they've got a lot of good players.
Oh, look at the coach's face. He wanted that.
So, I would say, who do you think will win, blah, blah, but they did all that yesterday. So, this is the podcast extra.
No.
Thoughts on last night? Like, reaction to last night, I fucking loved it.
The referee had the worst performance of the World Cup.
We were talking about Japanese,
so it's not his own fault.
True.
We were talking about that in the office. Oh, damn.
The ref had an absolute shocker. Like, everyone knew he had a shocker. He was giving away free kicks here and there in favour of Brazil. Basically, all he wanted to do, I think he had a bet on Neymar to be top scorer.
He's quitting.
I mentioned during the game, and it started a heated debate between me and a work colleague of mine. Bad hair equals own goal, good hair equals 2 goals. So
Neymar's got shit.
I've heard.
No, that's what I was told.
I'll have that over
that weirdo for being Afro. Do something nice with it.
If the Nike adverts to be believed, Neymar's got a qualification in hair care. So, to be honest, that's worth 5 goals in this World Cup as it is anyway. So,
he's already got a head start. Staples, where do you go?
I'll be in a bit.
I thought I just scored in him, it's not when you're watching it in a pub, the noise level goes up and you just naturally turn.
But what do you think of Neymar's haircut?
Really?
More importantly,
Neymar's haircut.
When we say this is a podcast extra time, this is the podcast extra loaded as well, as Staples just sees off a shot of Black Sambuca. They always go really well, these extra time shows.
It's okay, because he's mixing it with vodka.
He's having a fight now. He's just seen up a guy.
So, thoughts on the first game is what we're getting back to.
Back to the thoughts of
the referee. The referee had the worst performance,
but it was a decent game.
If it wasn't for the referee, it would be Croatia.
There was one guy who had a worse performance than the rest. The Croatian goalie let all three of those guys
out. Oh, I don't know.
He should have saved all three of them.
To be fair,
I would disagree on the penalty. He was very... He got a hand to it, and then his second hand put in.
One thing about him is the fact that he was 30 when he was born. He's basically 60 now. It's very hard to get down for those shots.
So if anything, he did well.
He did well for a 60-year-old. He's 35.
No, I agree.
As a goalkeeper, his hands were good. His feet were useless. If he'd have moved his feet, he'd have saved both those shots.
But if
he may have well saved the penalty.
He had biscuits for wrists as well. If he didn't have biscuits for wrists.
He's a midfielder for Spain, isn't he?
Biscuits. but seriously, like, if he had decent wrists with like decent like ligaments and shit, he would have saved at least one of those shots.
I love the fact that Oscar's goal was a classic toe poke, though.
Yeah, but
amazing.
The thing is,
you don't see enough of that.
You don't see that in the Premier League because in the Premier League you don't have third choice Spurs goalkeepers for 4 years.
Leave it.
The thing is, like, he's like bigged up in Europe as like a really good goalkeeper, but he didn't. He was third choice for Spurs from 2001 to 2005. He's a shit goalkeeper.
He's all they got.
If your dive is basically a little
by the way, visual things are no good on a podcast.
Well,
he was doing a little.
If you fall down from the knees and try and save a shot,
I'm with you.
Which he's done for every single save. He basically fell down from the knees.
One thing we can all agree on: his name is Plenty Closer, and he could have been plenty closer.
He's at BT, but he's still Mirror at heart. It's a red top pun.
To be fair, you've got to feel sorry for him with fucking Chorluka playing centre back in front of him.
Yeah, he was very slow.
How much did he fucking take out Neymar?
Chorluka could have done.
To be fair, one of their centre halves was injured, and the other one was a racist. So that's why he was playing.
If Chorluka was out on a Saturday night, he would have got done for rape.
He would have.
Like, even with men, like,
it was that challenge on Neymar was absolute filth. Absolute filth. But yeah, I think it was a good game, wasn't it? Like, it was a good opening game.
I enjoyed it. There was a lot going on. I thought,
to be honest, the sound system was terrible when J Lo was on. I couldn't hear a word that Pitbull said.
I wasn't listening.
I missed it. I missed that.
You missed the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
It was Pitbull, J-Lo and Another. It was beautiful.
Very attractive Brazilian. It was
visually impressive.
Claudia.
Visually impressive. It was a fucking earache.
But looked great.
To be honest,
I don't think Brazil would have scored. I reckon it would have stayed at 1-1. Is my bold statement.
I think we missed another goal.
Same goal. When it goes in the back of the net.
Goal line technology at its best, proving that the goal that hit the back of the net was definitely over the line.
I always find that the net bulging is a pretty good sign.
Yeah, that was the best thing about last night. Yeah. The own goal that went in, it was like
goal line technology.
Do you want to know something?
Yes.
That's happening for every goal in this World Cup. FIFA have said, and this is absolutely
bang. So they need to get like a buzz.
Second replay, they're going to show the goal, and then a bit later they're going to show the replay of the goal line technology for every single goal. Except for a penalty.
If someone scores from the corner shot from halfway line and they know that it's
the corner shot.
Yeah.
Corner shot.
If someone scores from the corner shot.
Corner flag. Yeah.
No, the corner shot.
Sorry.
Down the road, they score an absolute
corner shot.
Like Gianni Van Bronckhorst in 2010.
I'm so glad that's on tape.
No, I know what a corner shot is. If someone scores in the corner shot, he scores from down the road. It's not even
park, I'll let you have. But
definitely didn't mean corner flag.
From the corner shot. I don't know. Why would I say corner shot?
I have no idea.
That's a good question.
That's what we're all asking.
Anyway, my reflections of the first game. 4 goals.
Yep.
A really good game. I really enjoyed it last night, and I'm enjoying this one now as well.
There's only one goal, but it's been incidents.
Yes.
But
to be honest, four goals.
I was actually quite happy that I called 3-1, except I called 3-1 Croatia. But it don't matter. It don't matter because it was 3-1, so it don't matter.
It could win a thing. I just like the fact, the environment we're in now. We're in a pub. There's a couple of Aussie fans waiting, so they've got.
They're Mexican fans.
No, they're not. It's an Australia shirt. That's Australia.
That's a striped T-shirt.
I know you're looking at the same guy, to be fair. No, two guys in a canary yellow
Australia
shirt.
Yeah, oh, the guy in the Australian shirt. Yeah, he's an Australian fan. Yeah, that guy.
So they're both fair. So they kick off.
Thank you, Hercule Poirot.
They kick off at 11 tonight, I believe. They're going to be in it to 11. Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're out.
No, it's my another shot.
Oh, no.
I just like the fact that we're in this environment where...
You were saying, I've turned around when that...
Something, a contentious issue.
No,
like,
when
a man in a suit and tie with a fluorescent green wig on. You don't see that anywhere else.
No, but what Steve was saying is what we do love about the World Cup is that when just now the Cameroon lad absolutely murks the Mexican defender with about four step overs and got taken out. I've turned around to some random dude behind me and gone, he's absolutely done him. And we've had a laugh. And like, that's what we like about the World Cup.
Loved it when Olic basically did the Cruyff turn last night and then basically Neymar basically muscled him off the ball. Neymar's got like deceptive strength.
I mean, fucking say he's tiny.
He's tiny, but he's got strength. Like, I don't know whether like a Nike deal is basically giving him +5 strength or something. That's probably something that's happened. Like, it's actually.
I just hope that these games are better than those Nike adverts.
You don't like the Nike?
No. They're good, but the games have got to be better than the ads. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
I mean, the ads are
23 against 11. I think. Well, that's a little bit in favour.
That's arse, isn't it?
And they've got David Luiz in centre of defence. Like,
yeah.
Who fell for the David Luiz shaved head thing, by the way?
What?
There was a thing going around, so David Luiz had shaved his head.
Oh, was that? I didn't see it.
No. There was a picture out there.
Who fell for the David Luiz 50 million?
Yeah. That's a wind up. It's not a wind up.
Well, here's the thing, like, three of that back four are likely to be playing for PSG next season.
Who? Thiago, Dani Alves, and Luis.
Yeah. To be honest, Paris Saint-Germain are having a lovely time with their players. Like, they have got like
basically. It's not fair.
Have you seen the Chelsea lineup as well? Now they've signed Fabregas. They are basically gonna absolutely
adore
the Premier League.
Yeah, they are.
Saints playing next year.
He must be gutted, mustn't he? Doesn't play for Man United. Doesn't play for Manchester United.
That's why he's not playing, isn't he?
He's designated.
He's got to go. Right, I think we'll. We'll leave it there for a minute and enjoy another couple of pints, and I'm sure the guys will be back later on. Thank you very much.